cut block that just got even ahead of you?
Yeah, it was a rough play. Got a knee to the head, and you know, kind of got a little dazed, but I'm okay now. Feel fine. Practice today, and I'm good.
Would you like to play in this third game a little bit, or do you think you're ready to go, or you got enough work in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I definitely want to get some plays in. The previous two games, I got like five plays, so it'd be nice to get, you know, good, you know, probably 2 to 3 quarters in and to get ready for the season.
It's hard to get into a rhythm when you're only, you know, out there for 3 or 4 plays, and 3 of them, you're blocking a guy, right?
Yeah, it is, but, you know, got to make the most of it.
Doug, were you concerned that was a concussion when it first happened? Were you thinking that?
No, I wasn't concerned at all because, you know, those little symptoms went away pretty quick, and they said I was fine. I answered the little concussion survey nicely, so, you know, I wasn't worried at all.
Obviously, you're doing a lot in practice, but in terms of the starters, the coach is saying they're going to see significant time this week. Is it important to kind of get that chemistry going in a game action versus practice?
Oh, it definitely is. It's definitely it's good to get that chemistry for, you know, week one. And instead of getting, you know, 5 to 10 plays and 5 to 10 plays in, it was good to, you know, get 3 quarters and see you can know what you're working with in the office.
Has it still been difficult too? Because, I mean, you're missing Davin Joseph and still Knicks. Is it that part of it kind of frustrating that you guys aren't all out on the field together?
Yeah, those are great players, and you know, the guys behind them are, you know, carrying the flag, and they're doing a pretty good job, and we just hope for them to heal up well and get back on the field.